I'd like you to continue to feel calm and comfortably relaxed right now as you direct your attention up towards the top of your head, towards your scalp, and just think of that top part of your body. Become aware of it and imagine in any way you can soothing, calming feelings starting right there at the top of your head and beginning to slowly move down. As you notice your breathing slowing down, as you begin to fully relax, the feeling of letting go keeps increasing. And you just begin to feel sensations of a very deep, wonderful relaxation spreading through your entire body. Just thinking about the top of your head now and imagining feelings of complete peace and relaxation starting right there. Just make full use of your imagination now. You see, by just thinking, just by concentrating on various muscle groups and organs in your body, you can cause them to relax completely. Don't be concerned about doing it. Don't even try to do it. Just let it happen all by itself. Just imagine that feeling. Allow it to happen right there at the top of your head, slowly moving down. Perhaps like a velvet curtain. A nice feeling. Becoming aware of your forehead now and all the small muscles there. The ones you use when you raise and lower your eyebrows or when you frown. Just allow them to relax by thinking about them. Because smoking is a poison for your body, as you let that feeling move down now, sinking deeper through your eyebrows, your eyelids, as they relax, the smallest muscles in your body are in your eyelids. Tiny little threads of muscles. That's why when you get tired, your eyelids begin to droop, as if the eyelids are made of lead and just want to close and remain closed. Every time you smoke, even just one cigarette, part of your life goes up in smoke. As you think about the muscles in your face, around your nose, your mouth, your cheeks, your chin, be aware of those jaw muscles. Everyone tightens those jaw muscles when they're tense. And that tension then spreads into the neck, the shoulders, and into the back of your head. So when you want to relax, make sure you're not tensing up those jaw muscles. Let them hang loose, let the feeling move down through your neck, your throat. Going even deeper now. Your breathing slow, evenly, regularly. Let this feeling move across your shoulders, down into your back. Relaxing all of your back muscles. All the muscles that go down to the tip of your spine. Think about that spine now. Every vertebrae in your back, one by one, relaxing from top to bottom, as smoking for you is coming to an end. If you think of smoking at all, it's as of something you used to do. Now your breathing is becoming regularly relaxed and easy as you begin to drift deeper into this state of relaxation and openness, ready to change, listening to the music in the background. So don't wait until it's too late. Stop smoking now while you have the time, and with each breath you take now, go a little deeper into motivation. With each sound, with each thought, with each word, relaxing more and more, nothing can disturb you now as you think about those shoulders, the muscles across your shoulders and the energy moving down through your arms, past your elbows, your forearms, your wrists, your hands, right through to your fingertips, all heavy. Completely relaxed, feeling like lead. Any tension just draining right out of those fingertips now. Because you can go for 1 hour without smoking, and you can go forever without smoking. 1 hour from now, you will have less interest in smoking. You will not be interested at all in smoking. So imagine what it's like to be free, normal once again. You'll be calm and you'll be amazed. Your friends and family and colleagues will be amazed that you stopped. You became smoke-free so easily and remained so calm. And you'll have no need to switch to any other habits. You'll find you're now more in control over your life than you've ever been before. So just concentrate on relaxing the muscles in your body. Relaxing them completely. Your chest, your heart, your lungs, all the muscles circling your waist as everything just slows down. As you let the sound of the music move through you, cleanse you, repair you, motivate you, and energize you at the same time as this comfort moves down into your thigh muscles, down into your knees, all the way down the tendons, letting waves and waves of relaxation move completely through you now, down to the tips of your toes, from the very top of your head all the way down through your body to the tips of those toes. Every part of you blending together in relaxation now, drifting down to a wonderful place where you have the ability to control your own habits. Not me. You have the ability to control your life. In this state of mind, you're free of conflict, free of stress, strains. As you float and drift down, no one or any negative thinking will be strong enough to change you back from this positive focus, this positive direction in your life, because you are becoming a master of your life now. So prove to yourself just how strong you are. No longer controlled by any poisonous substance. You no need to have be controlled by any form of tobacco, cigarettes, or smoking any longer. As each moment passes, you gain more control, your mind and body calm and relaxed, nothing upsetting your well-balanced state of mind. As you find, you can now confront all challenges. You can face them with logic and reason, being able to meet those challenges easily, your desire to be and remain smoke-free, getting stronger and stronger as every second passes now. Every single second that passes, you will be more confident in every aspect of your life as each day passes, stronger, healthier, fitter, physically and mentally, because you are the keeper of your body. And as you become much healthier and a happier human being, 1 hour from now, you will have no interest in smoking. That's something you used to do when you were weak, an addict. But now, as each hour passes, you'll have no interest. You will be smoke-free, paying more interest in living, finding amazing things beginning to happen, making things happen. As you become more calm, peaceful, relaxed, yet strong and motivated. You're listening to me now. Yes, you, not me, you have made up your mind to be rid of that filthy, life-destroying smoking habit. You've decided once and for all to return to being you once again. Return to being normal. A happy, healthy, smoke-free person again, and for the rest of your life. You were not born to smoke. Your lungs were not meant to be polluted by some of the world's most poisonous chemicals, taking years off your life with every single drag, making sure you would certainly have died from some dreadful, painful illnesses. Sometimes feeling like a leper. Can't smoke in cinemas, can't smoke in restaurants, can't smoke in shops, can't take long aeroplane flights, can't smoke in non-smokers' houses, or their cars, or around them. Smokers are on a dreadful treadmill, all because of that nicotine monster, that addiction. That monster was giving you nothing. It was costing you hundreds, maybe even thousands of pounds. What would you do with thousands of pounds in your pocket? Think about it now. Just for the privilege of dying a horrible, painful death. Dying prematurely. Leaving friends and family to go on without you, smoking yourself to an early death. Take your pick. You could die from emphysema, asthma, bronchitis, heart disease, strokes, lung cancer, cancer of the throat, inside the mouth, tongue cancer. Men who smoke are 10 times more likely to suffer fatal heart attacks. That's fatal heart attacks. 10 times more likely, just because you smoke. There's also a form of gangrene due to smoking. It causes the loss of hands, feet, fingers and toes. Maybe you would be one of the lucky ones, and only suffered a catastrophic, horrendous stroke and lived the life in a wheelchair. Or maybe 5 or 6 days a week on a kidney dialysis. Cigarettes make you stink. Your hair smells, your breath smells, your clothes smell. Smoking ages your skin, it makes you look and feel older. If you smoke and drive, your car stinks. If you smoke in the house, your curtains, your carpet, your furniture will stink. Smokers aren't aware of it, but non-smokers hate it. It stinks. It's a vile smell. But people are usually too polite to say anything to you. They feel sorry for you. But we all have a choice. You can choose to smoke. You can choose to die before your time. You can choose to smoke and die a painful death. You can choose to smoke those foul-smelling cigarettes and leave family and friends to go on living without you. You can choose to waste all your money doing this. But you've not chosen that. You've chosen to live. And you've told me that you never want to smoke again in any way, shape, or form. So from this moment, the very thought of smoking in any manner, in any way, shape, or form, will begin to disgust you. And especially the smell. The smell of a cigarette is now becoming horrible to you because I want you to use your imagination right now. I want you to use that imagination right now. I want you to use your imagination now to just imagine being outside. Get a sense, get a feeling, just imagine, make believe that you're outside right now, anywhere. Perhaps you're walking along a familiar street, maybe it's your street. Maybe you've just come out of your house and you're just walking outside on the street. Maybe you're out in a park where some other people are. Just somewhere outside. You're walking along at a steady pace. Perhaps you've decided to have a fag while walking. You carry on walking, looking ahead, and you notice someone else walking in your direction with their dog. They're out walking their dog, and I want you to notice just how big this dog seems to be. It looks larger than most other dogs. Perhaps you are aware of dog breeds, but I don't know if you're sure of what breed this large dog is. But either way, this dog is huge. And as your paths are about to cross, this dog, it looks at you. And it then stops, and it turns sideways, and it begins to squat down right in front of you. This dog's backside lowers to the ground, and he begins to drop the biggest dog shit you've ever seen. This mess falls from the dog's backside in one huge, horrible, slimy mess. A big pile on the floor. Gross to look at. And the smell. The smell is starting to make your eyes water. You can smell that from where you're standing. You can feel your eyes start to water. And you feel those eyes beginning to water now, as that smell seems to make its way up your nose, into your mouth. You can taste that smell. It's on your tongue, your taste buds, and it's working its way down the back of your throat. Just a smell. This revolting stench and taste is now mixing with the smell and taste of that cigarette. It's creating the foulest, most rotten, gut-churning taste and smell possible. Not only is this cigarette stench now mixing with the dog shit smell, you're now tasting dog shit on your tongue. That's right, particles, little molecules of that smell have worked their way into your mouth. The overpowering smell and taste combining, making you feel like throwing up. As you begin to gag, just thinking and smelling at that taste, all you can think about is this dog shit smoke smell. So you quickly turn and begin to walk away, quite briskly, but the damage is now done. That smell follows you, it's in your mouth, it's in your nose. The foul shit smell has combined, it's bonded to that cigarette smell, you can't get rid of it. So you decide to take a big drag of the cigarette, hoping to overpower the dog smell, but it doesn't. It simply makes the whole thing twice as revolting now. So you throw the cigarette down to the ground, you stamp it out, you look around and you find the closest shop, and you rush there to buy a drink, any drink. You buy that drink, and you rinse your mouth out with it, perhaps even spitting it out onto the ground in front of you to get rid of this smell, to get rid of any particles. And still quite shocked from the experience, you make your way home now. And by the time you get back to your home, you decide to try another cigarette, just to try it out, just to test it. So you take one out of the packet. See yourself doing this now. Perhaps you need to roll one up, depending on how you smoke. Whichever you choose, watch yourself doing this now. You light the end of that cigarette, and the very second that cigarette lights, the instant that that cigarette lights up, you inhale with one big drag, and you found that your mouth and nose are filled again with the overpowering stench of dog shit. Once again, those particles of that smelly, slimy brown dog shit that you watched fall from that huge mountain of a dog's ass earlier, they're now making their way back up into your nose and your mouth and your throat. The smell of that foulest dog shit ignites, it explodes inside, and it mixes with the now faint smell of cigarettes. It powers its way into your nose, your mouth, your throat. Just imagine little pieces of that shit actually floating around in the cigarette smoke. That's flapping around your face, winding their way up into your face, floating around your hair, your nose, over your clothes. The foulest smelling dog shit you can possibly imagine. That's what this cigarette is giving you right now. Just forget about the health benefits. Forget about dying from cancer or any of those other diseases. Forget about your loved ones. Forget about the thousands of pounds you're gonna save. Just forget all that. And just concentrate fully on that stench of dog shit. Once again, make it as real as possible. Just imagine that stuff. Smoking for you now will be similar to treading dog shit all over the place that you're smoking. I'm sure you've stepped in it before. Had to spend time wiping it off the bottom of your trainers or your shoes before. Perhaps even finding a stick to gouge the foul brown fudge from the treads in your shoes, making sure not to touch it in the process. And as you do, feeling that gagging sensation in the back of your throat every time you catch even the faintest smell of that shit. This is what smoking is doing for you now. From this moment onwards, every single time you put a cigarette up to those lips, every time a cigarette touches those lips, the sight, the sound, the smell, and the taste of dog shit will fill your eyes, your ears, your nose, your mouth, your throat, an overpowering stench of that dog shit dropping from that dog's ass. Smoking a cigarette will now be like placing a piece of freshly dropped, slimy dog shit into your mouth and up your nose. Just imagine sniffing on it, the particles of dog shit settling their way into the back of your throat, onto your tongue, up inside your nose. If you're out in a social setting, perhaps you feel you're able to tolerate the faint smell of cigarettes caused by others in the group you're with, and you may be able to tolerate it, but the very second a cigarette touches your own lips, that smell becomes unbearable. It turns into the foulest dog shit on the planet. You simply cannot stand the stench and the taste caused by those cigarettes anymore. The very thought of you smoking now makes you feel sick. It reminds you of that dog shit smell. Feel the smell, the very sight of a cigarette. It can now become offensive to you. And your subconscious mind is now recalling a time before smoking. As long ago as it was, that time when you had no thoughts of smoking. When you had no desire, no need to smoke. You had a healthy set of lungs, a healthy heart, organs free from pollution. Your subconscious is able to restore that smoking-free period now and bring it back into your life. So allow this smoke-free sensation to grow, to become stronger and stronger, so very powerful, returning you to a smoke-free life once again, and that you will never ever smoke again in any way, shape or form, or you will be reminded of that dog shit taste in your mouth for the rest of your life. So you can now live the rest of your life as you were meant to live, smoke free. From now on, it's going to be so very easy, easier than you could have ever imagined. You simply do not want to smoke that dog shit anymore. You find it very easy to instantly resist any and all temptations to go back to smoking. and every time you resist, you will get the most incredible feeling of inner strength and satisfaction. An amazing feeling of personal achievement. You've done it. You're strong enough to do it, and you've done it. You've proved to yourself and anyone else that you can do it. You can resist all that temptation in any shape or form, and nothing can change you back. You can just say, no, that's not for me. I don't smoke anymore. I'm smoke-free. And instantly feel that wonderful buzz, that kick, because you're now back in control. And you'll get no feeling of addiction, no cravings, no feeling about what to do with your hands now. No bad tempers, no sense of misery, no sense of loss. You're smoke-free. You've gained a new life. So you can now get that tremendous feeling of satisfaction. Notice how brilliant it feels to breathe in pure, fresh air. Pure, fresh air going into those lungs again. None of those destroying pollutants, none of that dog shit smell. Every breath now, pure air, repairing all the past damage. Perhaps you can even imagine your lungs turning a healthy colour once more. New blood flowing through your veins. And your sense of taste will become much more sensitive. You will enjoy much more food. Your sense of smell will become much more keener. The range of food you enjoy, much more. Every taste and every sensation, multiplied. Enjoying your food so much better. No increase in appetite, but just an increase in adventurous eating, trying new things, without smelly breath, without coughing, no more stinky clothes. Even your skin coming alive again. And there's another bonus. Another bonus. Every single time you see anyone else smoking, it will reinforce your determination 10 times to never become sad like them again. Every time you see another smoker, it will reinforce your determination to never become like them again. You're not an addict anymore. Anytime you see anyone smoking, in a street, in a car, on TV, in a film, in a picture, even a photograph or in a book, it will boost your own determination to remain smoke-free for the rest of your life. You now feel sorry for all those poor addict smokers that are dying for a fag. And every night while you're sleeping, your subconscious will re-examine and reinforce all these powerful life-saving suggestions, making them stronger and stronger, as strong as your willpower to quit. Every day in every way, your life becomes smoke-free. You can be amazed at how calm you are after becoming smoke-free. Your friends and family might even notice, but that doesn't matter. You know you've done it, and that's all important to you. You can develop good, healthy eating habits, choosing to look after your body now. Healthy foods, nutritious drinks, healthy drinks, perhaps a little more water each day. But let this experience help you to wash away all thoughts of smoking as you just go deeper into relaxation now. Deeper into relaxation. In the past, you were weaker. But now you can be proud of yourself. You've given up a deadly drug. You're smoke-free now. You've stopped smoking, and tonight, if you feel the need to sleep, just make yourself nice and comfortable, take a few deep breaths, and nod straight off into a powerful deep sleep. And just think of one or two positive suggestions. A bit like how you're now in control of your own life, or how good you feel to be smoke-free. And just let yourself drift off. Looking forward to each day now, becoming smoke-free. By thinking positive thoughts, your mind will get stronger and stronger. It's up to you. You're the keeper of your body, and you must make this commitment right now to yourself. As a human being, right now, you have to begin to treat that body with respect. Now, we've worked very hard, and a lot of things have been stirred up, even at an unconscious level, that you might not be aware of, and these things are extremely useful in positive ways. And you may understand them over the next few days and weeks. You may notice understandings emerging from your own subconscious as a result of beginning to put things together here today. You may notice changes, alterations in your behavior that will delightfully surprise you. And now as you gather all the parts of yourself and your thoughts that you've expressed today, once again back into yourself, you can sense the energy that they now represent within you. You can continue these processes that we've begun today, during the rest of today, as your unconscious mind continues to work hard to find and test the various possible solutions in order to find the one that most uniquely fits your needs as a person, leaving you free at a conscious level to go about the rest of your day in safety and perform adequately tasks that you intend to. As your unconscious mind continues this work, your conscious mind will attend to the tasks of the day and your own safety, because we've worked hard today, stirring up a lot of things deep down inside you. So I want you to be particularly alert, sensitive to any behavioral changes that you notice that will occur over the next few days, and know that they're a direct result of the marvelous work that you've done here. Be proud of yourself. Every night while you're sleeping, your mind will reinforce these powerful life-saving suggestions. Every day, in every way, your life, smoke-free, will just get better and better. So in a few moments, I'm going to end this session by counting up from 1 to 5, and when I reach 5, you'll be wide, wide awake again, fully alert, totally relaxed, still but fully alert, perhaps even feeling it like you're still in trance. Your body and muscles completely back to normal, your eyes wide open and feeling great, but bringing with you that relaxed energy. Feeling absolutely brilliant and looking forward to the rest of the week and the rest of your life. Because all old subconscious resistance has now gone. All of your patterns of behavior have changed. This is a new chapter in your life, and it's one that you control. So from this point forward, you're going to find it easier to experience confidence and change. You're going to find it easier to accomplish your goals and remain smoke-free, and in a moment, awaking, feeling fantastic, as though you've just had a long, peaceful, powerful rest. When I count the number 5, and when you open your eyes on that number 5, you can allow yourself to feel better than you felt in a long, long time. So I'm going to start now with 1, slowly becoming more alert. Having accomplished all those goals, no longer shackled by addiction, instead desiring a new phase of life, a new health, a new confidence, and a new excitement. 2, knowing in the future that it will be easier for you to use this kind of deep relaxation, and easier for you to find and create this healthy, smoke-free environment. 3, becoming more alert now, slowly beginning to feel energy pulsing through every inch of your body once again, that energy returning from your feet to your legs, your arms, your chest, your shoulders, your stomach, up to your head, a healthy energy filling you up now, an oxygen-filled energy derived from what's great inside you from head down to toe. 4, motivated, confident, smoke-free, self-assured. And 5, becoming wide awake, open your eyes, take a nice deep breath, have a stretch. Welcome back.